This week, the SRC passed a motion condemning the creation of a new Principals Advisory Group formed of selected students at the university.
Star News has been investigating the issue.
The creation of this so-called advisory group came about when a fourth-year economics and management student approached the university principal, Louise Richardson. The group was intended to discuss issues at the university, such as the future of university property at Guardbridge and the 600th anniversary fundraising campaign. The students involved in the group were specially selected and invited in private to join. It includes heads of student groups such as the Global Investment Group, the Carnegie Club, and Student Media and Drama.
In a press release sent out by the Students' Association, it claimed the student organiser told those invited to keep the group a secret and that they would be offered a reference by the principal. It also referred to the advisory group as made up of students involved in right-wing societies.
In reaction to this, the SRC passed a motion stating that no rationale was given for the membership of this group and that it was intimated that the existence of the group should not be publicised. And one of the SRC resolutions is to emphasise and remind the principal that the Students' Association and the SRC are the legitimate elected representatives of the student body and should be the first port of call on issues of representation.
Star News asked Student Association President Patrick O'Hare why the SRC passed this motion.
Because it's a hugely concerning development in issues of representation and how the principal deals with elected student body, the Students' Association, and our consultation processes. When it came to our attention, we were immediately concerned, myself and Sam Fowles, and we decided to ask the SRC's opinion on it. And the reaction of the SRC was just as strong as ours, which is that an unelected, unaccountable, ad hoc advisory group, which would be engaging the principal on issues as important as the future of Guardbridge, is highly unacceptable. And I think what's more worrying than anything else is the fact that the principal doesn't seem to have any problem with it or see what the issue would be.
So what does the principal's office have to say about all of this? University spokesman Neil Scott gave Star News this statement.
With all due respect, this is a storm in a teacup or even a beer glass. The principal regularly meets with a wide cross-section of students and staff at St Andrews. From the day she arrived here, she has held open office hours every week to allow people to come to her with ideas or problems. This group is a simple and natural extension of her open office policy of meeting, listening and talking to people. It is nonsense to suggest it's a secret, hand-picked or closed group. It has absolutely no political agenda and critically, it was a student who approached Professor Richardson to seek a meeting. They include representatives from a very wide range of student societies and interests, including the Student Association, all with a common desire to help their university, and in particular, its 600th anniversary fundraising campaign, and to brainstorm ideas for the future. Students here will be surprised and probably a little dismayed by what appears to be a huge overreaction by the SRC to a perfectly normal, positive and inclusive dialogue with students. The university, of course, recognises the place of the SRC and its importance to student life in St Andrews, but it does not and can never expect to have a monopoly on student opinion and ideas or the right to dialogue at the exclusion of others. We warmly welcome the initiative, enthusiasm and independence of thought of the students who approached us, and we would encourage the SRC to do the same.
So is this just the SRC completely overreacting? Is this just the principal consulting more with students? We put that to Patrick.
There's no overreaction here, and I think what most students would be dismayed about is the fact that a self-selecting or selected by one particular student and the principal, heads of certain elite societies and groups, undoubtedly right-leaning, is being called in to consult with the principal. That's what everyone, students, I'd say, are worried about. That's what the SRC are worried about. And just to be clear, with regard to the principal's office statement, we absolutely encourage the principal to meet as many students as possible from all different walks of life. This one group of students clearly did not represent the broad spectrum of St Andrews students. A lot of them were incredibly talented and did come from areas which had made huge contributions to St Andrews. Others came from groups which are not representative and have made very little a contribution to St Andrews. Who chooses which groups should be part of this or which society should be represented here? I don't think it should be one individual fourth-year student in collusion with the principal. And I think that there is a huge difference between a principal student advisory group with headed paper who've been told that they are in a special group, specially selected, and which will be meeting with the principal four times a year or something along those lines, and the principal having open office hours and an open consultation forum with students from all different areas. What we're talking about is a semi-formal shadowy body being set up and an open consultative process with students from across all walks of life. The second we're very much in favour of, the former we're very worried about.
The student organiser, Douglas Hallstrom, did offer the SRC an apology, included in their motion, in which he stated,
"Primarily two problems were brought to my attention, both of clear legitimacy. Firstly, in preparation for tonight's advisory group meeting, my communication has misled some students to think of the group as exclusive, secretive and rewarding its participants with reference letters rather than thank you notes from the principal. This is not the intention and I apologise for my ambiguity and incorrect reflection of what the group is meant to be. To remedy this problem, I would clarify at tonight's meeting with all the participants that the group is meant to be a creative discussion room open to new members and about its discussions. Secondly, I realised in this afternoon's discussion that my direct approach to the principal with my idea can be seen to undermine the democratic structure of the student association. Again, I apologise for this, which was due to my lack of understanding of procedure, and will take active measures immediately to work together with the student association in order to help structure and define the group in a different way."
So it seems as though the student, at least, is happy to work closer with the student association. Star News also contacted a member of the Carnegie Club involved in the advisory group for a comment, but as this is an ongoing issue, they declined. They did, however, refute the allegation made by the Students' Association that the Carnegie Club is a right-wing organisation, asserting it is a non-political organisation. In their statement, the university also stated the advisory group was non-political. So why has the Students' Association branded it as made up of heads of right-wing student groups?
The idea before, I think you mentioned that the university denied that this is political, discussing the future of Guardbridge and the closure of Lookers is an immensely political issue. It's an issue which is discussed in the heart of the university's commercially sensitive structure, which is the Planning Resources Committee. And I think people on that would be rightly concerned that issues as important as that are being singled out for discussion with unelected group of students. I mean, the other point was, is this a right-wing group? I mean, I think there's lots of people there from different areas who are clearly not from maybe a political background at all, but I do think that within a lot of those groups there is a right-leaning theme. And we have to look at the context of this. This isn't happening in a situation where the principal's office and the students' association are in agreement about the major political issues of the day. We're in disagreement about fees. We're in disagreement, we have been in the past, about restructuring. We're in disagreement about how much student voices are being taken into account, how much the student association's opinions are being taken into account. So the answer to that is greater engagement with the student association and the SRC and the student body as a whole, not the setting up of a secretive and shadowy principal's advisory group.
What does the future hold for the principal's advisory group? Here's Patrick's final thoughts.
I mean, I've had a fairly positive reaction from the fourth-year student who has set this group up. The resolution of the SRC was that myself and Sam Fowles, Director of Representation, would continue a discussion with that student in order to make the group more accountable and more democratic and more inclusive. I'm of the opinion if we're unable to reach an agreement in that, the principal's advisory group should cease to exist and the principal should consult with either the student body as a whole or its elected representatives in the SRC and the Students' Association.
So is this group a threat to student democracy? Or is all this just a storm in a teacup?
At least now the advisory group can no longer be branded secret and shadowy, as the reaction of the SRC has brought it forcefully out into the open.